Kutei Moran Chelek Aleph. In Ali Kutei Morans, it's page 120, the right hand column of the page. This Torah in Likutei Moran is one of the chapters in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the secrets of the mitzvah of tefillin. The Arizal, in one of his sforim, goes into the Kabbalistic understandings behind the mitzvah of tzitzis, tefillin, tefillah shachris, the yomim tovim, and he gives secret kavonas for a person to know about these mitzvahs. What happens according to Kabbalah when a person performs these mitzvahs? Rabbeinu Zal, in a few chapters in Likutei Moran, gives Musar, and in the Musar, he explains, he bases it on some of the concepts that are presented in the writings of the Arizal. This Torah is based on a Pasuk, Markavos Paroi Vecheloi, Yoro Vayom, a Pasuk in Oz Yoshe, where it says that the chariots of Paroi and his armies Hashem threw into the sea. Rabbeinu Zal begins, Ki tzorich kol odom lefashvesh esatzmoi b'chol eis, Im hudovok b'Hashem yisborach. A person has to examine themselves at all times to measure their dveikus to Hashem, to see, am I really attached to Hashem or not? V'simen shel dveikus hu tefillin. And the simen, the sign through which a person could tell how well attached they are to Hashem, is tefillin. Ki tefillin hi simon al hadveikus. Because tefillin shows. Tefillin is the symbol of dveikus. Now you see that Aleph, it points you down to the bottom, where it says, Ayin chidushi agodos brochas tavov, dibramaschel minayin shakadosh baruch hu meniach tefillin. The Gemara over there discusses the fact that Bnei Yisrael wear tefillin, and Hashem wears tefillin. The Gemara says, what does it say in our tefillin? In our tefillin, it says how great Hashem is. What does it say in Hashem's tefillin? In Hashem's tefillin, it says how great the Jewish people are. And the Marsha over there goes into a very long explanation, emphasizing that this shows the concept of Ani Ledoidi Vedoidi Li. Coincidence, Elul. We're in Elul right now. That the concept of Hashem showing his love for Bnei Yisrael, and Bnei Yisrael showing their love for Hashem, which is the concept of Dveikus, a super close attachment. In our tefillin it says Hashem Echod, Hashem is one. In Hashem's tefillin it says, Umi kamcha Yisrael goy echod boretz. You can't get better dveikus than that. The Gemara says, Hashem says, you made me one. You called me number one. I'm going to call you number one. That's the kind of dveikus that we picture between husband and wife, a super, super closeness. So Rabbeinu Zal says, therefore we see, based on the Gemara, that the yisoid of tefillin is dveikus to Hashem. This mitzvah is designed in such a way that it represents Hashem's dveikus with us and ours with Him. And therefore, if a person wants to inspect themselves to measure their dveikus to Hashem, they can do it based on the mitzvah of tefillin. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain what tefillin is all about. What does tefillin represent? It represents yira, it represents busha. We're going to see certain things that it represents that are the barometer for dveikus to Hashem. As a side note, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that if you look in Chumash, where it talks about Naphtali, Rabbeinu Zal brings in a chapter on Likutei Moran that Naphtali is the same letters as the word tefillin. And the word Naphtali also means dveikus. The Pasuk says that when Rachel gave birth to, when Rachel's Shifcha, Zilpa, I believe it was, gave Bilha, gave birth to Naphtali, she said, Naphtulei Elohim Niftalti Imachoisi. This shows that I was able to keep up with, I was able to go inch for inch with my sister. That just like she's having a child, I'm having a child, that kind of thing. And Rashi in Chumash over there says that it's Miloshin Dveikus, that the word Naphtulei Elohim Niftalti, Rabbeinu Zal brings also that Tfila is Miloshin Dveikus, based on that Pasuk. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'ief shalavoy lebechinas tefillin elo sheyale es hadibur v'yisaknehu." The only way that a person could be zeicher to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin bishleimus is through tikkun hadibur. To be male the dibur from the low place that it's fallen into, and to be masakin it. Ki hadibur shehoruach piv shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu shehu bechinas malchus peh hu bechinas yam shekol hanacholim hoylchem l'soichoi. dibur, which is the ruach peh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which corresponds to the mid of malchus. Malchus is called malchus peh, is compared to a yam, shekol hanacholim hoilchem l'soichoi, which all streams feed into. Kamoi shekosuv kol hanacholim hoilchem alayam, all streams feed into the sea, into the ocean. And the Zohar HaKadosh explains that this yam refers to the mid of malchus, the sphere of malchus, into which all these spheres above it represent channels of light. All of them are shooting and are moving, are allowing a flow of light to come down, and all of them feed into the malchus. The malchus represents this large yam into which all the spheres above it feed into, and then the yam, the malchus, is the one which distributes the shefa to the world. We mentioned many times that kol hanacholim hoilchem el hayam, the Meforshim and the Zohar HaKadosh say el hayam makes up the word Elokim, which is one of the nicknames of the malchus. Velikim malki mikedem, the pasuk says. So Rabbi Nezal says here that dibur is malchus, which is hayam. Vehu bechinas aleph dalet nun yud, and it's represented by Hashem's name aleph dalet nun yud. Kamay shekosov Hashem sefosai tiftoch, that's the name that's used to open the lips, referring to dibur. Ukishepoig min adibur, and when a person messes up the dibur, shehu aleph dalet nun yud, which is represented by this name of Hashem, azay alidei hapigam nasemi ruach piv ruach saora. When the dibur gets messed up, then instead of ruach peh, instead of a good dibur, it gets changed to become a storm. Sa'ora means a storm. Ki kof zayin oisiois kol echod kolul me'asora. Because the Meforshim explain that there are 22 letters in the Aleph Beis. Chof Beis Asbon Doi Raisa. Five of those letters come in two forms. When they're in the middle of a word, they're one way. When they're at the end of the word, they're called stumois. Mem sofit, nun sofit, tzadik sofit, menatzbach. So it's 22 regular letters plus five that come in a second form. So there's a total of 27 letters. Each one of these 27 letters is kolol me'asora, can have 10 possible combinations because there are 10 different vowels. 10 different possibilities of nekudos, a chirik under the aleph, a segol under the aleph, a shva under the aleph, a cholam, all the different possibilities. So it becomes 27 times 10, 27 letters times 10 formats, bigimatria reishayin, which has a numerical value of 270. Ra, venase mebechinas hadibur, hainu mebechinas aleph dalet nun yud, ra oisios. So therefore, from dibur, which is based on the letters, it comes to 270 different possibilities of letters. Se'ora, and Rabbi Nezal says now the word se'ora, which means storm, samach hei hu aleph dalet nun yud. The outside letters, the samach and the hei, are bigimatria aleph dalet nun yud, representing the name of Hashem for dibur. Vera oisiois, and 270 letters. So we see that the word se'ora is very much based on the concept of dibur. It's the name of Hashem for dibur, aleph, dalet, nun, yud, and it's the 270 possible combinations of letters which are used for dibur. So when the dibur is okay, then you have dibur. When the dibur is nifgam, it gets converted to this se'ora. Ruach devoroi. The pasuk says that there's a storm wind that's made from devoroi, that makes the dibur, that's made from the dibur. She'oisim u'mesaknin es hadibur u'malim oisoi mibechinas ruach sora. The tikun adibur means elevating the dibur from its mess. The mess is called se'ora, a storm. Being ruach se'ora, oiso devoroi, the asiyas hadibur, the tikkun hadibur, is associated with being mesakin the ruach se'ora. The ruach se'ora hazeh hu mekatreg hagodol shemimenu boim kol hakitrugim vanisyonos. This ruach se'ora represents the prosecutor in heaven, which causes all prosecutions and all tests and all problems that Am Yisrael have all stem from this ruach se'ora. V'hu Achar Hadvorim. And another name for this is Achar Hadvorim, behind the Dibur. What's behind? Achore means behind. Shehu Yoinek Me'adibur. This represents a force of Tumah that's behind the Dibur and that's trying to draw from the Dibur in a way that it's not supposed to. Kishemoitse Pesach Linak. When this evil angel or evil force finds an opening in the Dibur, which it can grab onto and draw nourishment, it draws power and strength from there. Hainu la Pesach Chatos Roivetz. Because there's a pasuk in Chumash that says, where does Chatos have its connection? Its connection is la Pesach. When it finds an opening, that's where the Chatos is. It's by the opening. The opening of what? Uchsiv Shemoer Pischei Picha. And there's a pasuk that says, guard the opening of your mouth. So we see that when it says La Pesach Chatos Roivetz, where is the Chatos? It's by the Pischei Peh. It's by the Dibur. It looks to find a hole in the Dibur. We once told a story about the Arizal with a type of a Dibuk that went inside of a woman, and we mentioned that the Arizal, Reb Chaim Vitalzal, or one of it was son Reb Shmuel Vitalzal, said, how did it happen? Because something happened that she got angry at, and she said a bad word, and because she said a bad word, that's what created an opening for this force of Tumah to enter inside of her. Which means it seems that why? Very simple. Ragleho yordois mavis. We mentioned many times that the most delicate sphera, the sphera that's most vulnerable, which the Tumah can attach itself to most easily, is the Malchus. Malchus is the Dibur. Which means the easiest thing for the Soton or Tumah or Klipa to grab onto a person is through his Dibur. When, if the Dibur has a hole in it, if it has a pegam, a mistake, the person did something wrong with it, that's the easiest thing for the Satan to grab onto, to be yoinek from, and to create this Sa'ara. Ukamashikosuv b'zoyar, as it says in the Zoyar HaKadosh, Vayihi achar hadvorim, it was after certain words were spoken, v'hoelekim misos Avraham. That's when Hashem tested Avraham Avinu, when? After there was a certain pegam in the dibur, after there was certain diburim roim, there was a kitrug lamala that the angel was complaining, that's when volekim nisa savrom. So we see that this achar hadvorim, this achoyre hadvorim, this tumah that's yoinik from the dibur, that's what causes nisyonis, tests and problems and difficulties. Vehu misar gufei de barnash. And the Zohar Kodesh says, this tumah creates a storm inside the person, inside the person's body. That's the Satan who makes storms take place inside the person. Vechol hamal shinus vehorois shedoiver malodom. And all prosecution and all bad that's said against the person, bo miruach sa'ora, comes from this ruach sa'ora, me achar hadvorim hazeh, from this force that's called achar hadvorim, meaning a tumah that's yoinek from his own diburim, from the person's own diburim. Ki hu bechinas keitz kol bosor, because this tumah is also called keitz kol bosor, the end of mankind. She oise keitz v'soif l'chol bosor. It wants to put an end to all man. It wants to destroy. It wants to kill. This is different terminology that's used in the Zohar HaKadosh to refer to this tumah. It's called Ruach Sa'ora. It's called Achar Advorim. It's called Keitz Kol Bosor. These are all nicknames of the Klipois, the tumah, the Chitzonim, the Mekatrigim, the Malshinim that they're called. Now Rabbi Nizal says, Ubnei Odom Shehem Donin Es Kol Odom Lekav Choyva. Those people who are always fast to condemn others, to say this person did something wrong, this person wasn't right in what they did, v'choykrim tomid al choyvois b'nei adam, and they're always investigating or trying to look to find negative things about people, heim mebechinas keitz kol bosor. Those people are associated with this keitz kol bosor. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Keitz som lachoyshech ulechol tachlis hu choyker. The pasuk says that Keitz is associated with choyshech ulechol tachlis hu choyker, and he's always being choyker for tachlis. Tachlis means the end. Tachlis means the end of something. He's always being choyker to make an end of somebody, like to finish to finish somebody off, that kind of thing. Shehu choyker tomid lasois tachlis v'kiloyoin l'chol davar. This person is always looking to finish things off, to finish people off, like in a sense. Ligmorito, that kind of thing. Ula oirer din, ula halshin ula katrek. And to arouse din against people, and chas v'sholem kitrugim, to arouse the anger of heaven against people. Obviously, this is talking about people who speak wrongly. We mentioned once that one of the Mefarshim points out, what's so terrible about Lashon Hara? What puts it in a class of its own in terms of Yiddishkeit? The fact that the Satan, when he comes to speak bad about a Yid, Satan comes, he's a malach, he's very respected, he's got his fancy card that lets him, he has entrance in the throne room in heaven, he comes to bring a claim against the Jew, Hashem says, so what? You're Eid Echad, you're one witness. The Torah says, Al pi shnayim edim yokum davar, that in order for something to really stand up in a court of Jewish law, you need two witnesses. The moment there's Lashon Hara, however, the moment a Jew repeats something true about somebody else, somebody did something bad, they did an Avera, whatever it is, whether towards Hashem or towards fellow men, the moment somebody talks about that, they become the shutuf of the Satan. Now it's not one witness against that Jew, now it's two witnesses. Chas v'shalom, that makes the kitrug much stronger. That's this ketsam l'choshech, that's this achoyre advorim, etc. that we're talking about.
If you have to at times say something to warn the person against the third party.
This is discussed in the Gemara, in Shulchan Aruch, that there are, if somebody asks you, should I buy meat in that store? Or if you see somebody's about to go and buy meat in a store, or any dugma, somebody's looking, you know, to send their child to a school, and you know that Chas v'shalom, that child could be ruined in that school, there are certain instances where you're obligated. You know, if a person knows testimony and doesn't say, the Gemara says he's committing a crime. If somebody knows edus about somebody and doesn't come and say it, you have to learn to know when yes, when not. When it's allowed, when it's not allowed, when it's obligatory, etc. Kamay shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, v'horishoim kayam negrash, ki hashket lo yuchal. The Rishoim will be chased away, will be thrown away like the sea, ki hashket lo yuchal, because they couldn't be silent, implying that this refers to a rishis that's caused by not being able to be silent in what you're supposed to. V'tzorich kol odom lirois la'achfio sitro deketz kol bosor tachas hadibur shel hakdusha. And each and every single person has to see to it, to subdue, to be machnia, this ketz kol bosor, under the dibur of kedusha, meaning every person has the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Tov is the one who's looking to get you to say Tehillim, to learn, to daven, to speak Diburim of Kedusha. The Yetzer Hara is the one who's trying to get the person to say all kinds of Diburim Roim. A Jew has to see to it to be Machnia, the Yetzer Hara, the Dibur Ra, under the Dibur Tov. That whenever I have an option of what to say, to always speak Diburim of Kedusha. As is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, on the Pasuk in Chumash, Oisri la Gefen Iroi. Gefen do Knesset Yisrael. Gefen, a vineyard, is one of the nicknames of Am Yisrael, the Shechina. Kamay Shekosuv ufekoid Gefen Zois. Hashem, please remember your vineyard. That's one of the nicknames of the Jewish people. Ukamay Shekosuv vezois asher diber. Ufekoid Gefen Zois. V'zois asher diber. We said that the dibur is the malchus, the dibur of kedusha. Oisri lagefen iroi refers to the enemies of the Jews. Iroi refers to the avodah zarah. Oisri lagefen iroi. You have to see to it to be machnia the iroi keneged the gefen. Excuse me. Iroi refers to the goyim, the nations of the goyim. And when a Jew is machnia, his ruach sa'ara, which means that when he's given the test, the opportunity to say diburim roim, and he doesn't say it, he's machnia his ruach sa'ara, dahainu shehu noitel mimenu kol adiburim shenaflo l'soichoi, which means he removes from the ruach sa'ara the diburim that fell into its hands. Azai yokem sa'ara lidmama. Then the sa'ara is made to be silenced. One of the forms of this, which we learned many, many moons ago, in Torah Dalet in Likutei Moran, which Rabbeinu Zal is going to speak about later in this chapter on Likutei Moran, every time a Jew does an Aveira, any type of Aveira, it's a Pigam in Dibur, because the Torah is Hashem's Dibur. Hashem said, Loi Signoiv. If you steal, you're messing up those words. The Meforshim say that what happened, the Pasuk says, Vatihi avonoseihem chakuku al atzmoseihem. The sins of a person are inscribed on the bones of the person. If a person steals, then the words Loi Signoiv are inscribed on that person's bones, sometimes in a different format, in a format that takes nekama against the person. We said the story with the Arizal that one time Reb Chaim Vitalzal came to him and complained that his shoulder was hurting him. So the Arizal looked at him and he said to him, it's because you haven't been careful in a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The halacha says, takef lenetila bracha, that immediately after you wash your hands for mayim achronim, you should start berachas hamazon right afterwards. Because you're not makbid in that, this word takef, which means immediately, the letters have rearranged themselves to affect your katef, your shoulder. So that's this concept of the sa'ara, the pigam in the dibur, where the dibur gets rearranged in a manner where it punishes. It's ketz kol basar. It brings illness or kitrugim or whatever it is. Rabbeinu Zal says that when a person is misvadeh, when a person is zoiche to speak to Hashem about the sins that they committed, to verbalize their apology to Hashem, that's one of the forms of being male these diburim. That's one of the major, major tikkunim of tshuva and of coming close to Hashem, because that's being male the dibur l'sharoshoi. And that's a tremendous tikkun for dibur, which is the malchus, which is all of these things we spoke about here. Now, ois gimel. Rabbeinu Zal says, v'tzorech lahalois es hadibur l'sharoshoi. A person has to see to it to be male the dibur to its shoresh, to its place of origin, shehu hazroya, which is the arm, shehu chomesh etzboin shebiyad smoil, which refers to the five fingers of the left hand, shehem chamisha gvurois, they represent the five forces of gvura by Hashem, shehem bechinas hei moitzois hapeh, which correspond to the five different parts of the mouth from which dibur comes forth. There are different letters of the alphabet which are spoken by different parts of the mouth, by the lips, by the tongue, by the upper palate, by the throat, and by the teeth. Those are the five different moitzois haper, the five different ways through which letters and words are formed by the mouth. Those five correspond to the five fingers of the left hand, which represents gvura, din, which is where dibur originates from. Rabbeinu Zal says, ki ikra dibur al yedei hei moitzoi sapeh. The ikra dibur comes from these five parts of the mouth, shehem hagvurois, which represent gvura. Kamay shekosuv, as the pasuk says, mi yemalel gvurois Hashem. Who speaks? The gvura of Hashem speaks. That the origin of dibur is gvura. Shalidei gvurois nasa hadibur. Dibur comes from gvura. Kamay shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, ugvurascha yedaberu, that the gvura speaks. Ukamay shekosuv, as the pasuk says, haloi koi dvorai koesh num Hashem. Hashem says, my words are like fire. And we know that fire is from the left side. Fire is from the side of gvura. Vahascholat, so again, alpi kabola, alpi soid, the origin of dibur is from the five fingers of the left hand. Bahascholas aliyos sheladibur humei roishoi. Now, if there is dibur that's pogum and it fell, it went into a low place, it went into the hands of tuma, and I want to be malit, where do I start from? Rabbeinu Zal says I start from the top of the dibur. If we were to picture this dibur as taking up 6 inches. You got to start from the top in order to be malit. Vascholas aliyos sheladibur humei roishoi, haynu mehamuvchor hoemes sheyesh bahadibur. When a person wants to fix their dibur, if a person realizes that they committed sins with dibur, they spoke lashon hara, they spoke nivul peh, they spoke dibur, all kinds of diburim roim, when you want to fix it, you start from the top, which means from the best. the choicest part of Dibur, which is the emes of Dibur. The truth is considered to be the choicest part of the Dibur. Shehu nikra roish. The emes is called the roish, the top. Kiyesh kama emes. Because there are many different types of truth. Kama shekosuv emes nasadorim. The Gemara says there's going to come a time when the truth is going to come to many groups. Each group is going to say, we're the emes. You know, the emes is going to become multiple. And as the Pasuk says, Roish Devorcho Emes. The top of your words, what's the best of your words? Roish Devorcho, the Emes of your words. Note, when Hashem spoke, what is the Torah? Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu, Baruach Piv Kol Tzavom, right? Hashem created the world with Dvar Hashem. What was the Dvar Hashem? The Torah. What's the opening word in the Torah? Emes. Bereshis Bora Elohim. Soifei Tevois Emes. That's the Roish Devoroi Emes. Roish Devoroi Emes. Ki koidem tikunoi hoya bebechinais vatashleich emes orzo. Because when a person's Dibur was messed up, then again, naturally, the choicest part of his Dibur, which was the Emes, was messed up, and it was fallen. As the Pasuk says, the Emes was thrown down on the ground. We see there's a concept of an Emes Nefula. Which means that the person wasn't able to speak real words of truth, words of honesty. Because this person was in the mode of Ruach Sora, hurricane, storm. When there's storm, there's bilbul. When there's bilbul, you can't speak emes. There's this concept of confusion, where a person feels they're being thrown up to heaven and then thrown down to the depths. And in that pasuk, if you look in Hoidu over there where it says that pasuk, it starts off by saying, "It ruach sar." Just a second. The pasuk begins with the words "Vayoymer, Vayamed ruach sara." He spoke, and there stood up, there rose up a storm wind, "Vatoraymen galav," and it lifted up its waves, "Yalu shamayim yerdu sahaymois," and they were thrown up to heaven and thrown down to the tohaymois. So we see that this Ruach Sa'ara, which is associated with Vayomer, with Dibur, causes tremendous bilbul, where the person is thrown up and down, the person becomes very confused. And in the confusion, it's hard to find truth. Truth is non-confusion. Truth is the opposite of confusion. Very straight, smooth, straight, no up and down, no zigzagging. And when the person is zoicha to be misaking the dibur, especially the roish of the dibur, the emes of the dibur, azai ein loy bilbul, then that person no longer has bilbul. Then there's no confusion for that person. Then things become smooth for that person. V'zeh bechinois, this is what the Gemara means when the Gemara says, ikem hakosuv tes oisiois sheloi lohitzi dovar meguna mipiv. There's a pasuk in the Torah where it wanted to speak about something that's tamei. And instead of saying tamei, it said, asher einena tahoira. The Torah went out of its way, ikei makosuv, it went crooked to write 9 extra letters in order not to say a bad word. So Rabbeinu Zal interprets it, ikei makosuv tesla isei sheloi lo hitzidav ramagona mipiv. The Torah went off the track and added 9 additional letters, not to say a bad word. Zeh remez, kisheruach sa'ora sholeit, azai ein b'yecholeis ledaber b'derech yosher. This teaches us that when there's ikem, when there's crookedness, crooked means non-straight, when there's zigzag, when there's up and down, then what happens is, it's impossible to go b'derech yosher, it's impossible to go the straight path. Ki haruach mevalvel oisoi, because the ruach is being mevalvel the person. V'tzorech la'akem es haderech, and then the person finds that they have to go off the track, they have to go a roundabout way, in a sense, in order to make a tikkun. Just like here, the Torah said that the pasuk had to go in a roundabout way in order to make a tikkun for the word tomei. When there's tomei, when there's ruach sara, you have to be makin.
You mentioned many times that sheker is many, emes is only one. How does this fit with the many emeses that Rabbeinu Zal speaking about?
Very simple. That means we said that the dibur has become nifgam. which means that the choice is part of the Dibur, which is the Emes, Roish Devorcho Emes, the Roish of the Dibur, the Nivchar of the Dibur is Emes, has become Nifgam. What happens when Emes becomes Nifgam? It becomes many. It's no longer that Emes, that's straight. It becomes up and down, zig, this kind of change.
Is it still Emes, or has it lost the status of Emes?
It's...
Because Rabbi Nizal says the Emes is Adar.
Exactly, as the Pasuk says, Vatashleich Emes, or it's a,
so
it's an Emes that's Pogum. It's Emes, but it's Pogum. Now Rabbi Nizal says, so far we said that a person... that in order for a person to be zeche to tefillin, they need tikkun adibur. And we said tikkun adibur means to elevate the dibur to its source, which is the chamisha gvurois, the five fingers, a tikkun for the hemoitzoyes haper. V'tikkun adibur hu al yedei ha-toyro sheloimdim batzar lo'odom ba'aniyus u'bedachkus shehu bechinas laylo she'os sheltenusa deketz kol bosor. How is a person zeche to make a tikkun for the dibur? That comes by studying Torah when it's difficult, at a time of difficult or in a difficult situation. Batzar lodom, ba'anius v'dachkus, when the person's suffering from financial poverty or pressures, which are a concept of laila. That's compared. Suffering is compared to night. She'oz shultenuso de ketz kol bosor. Nighttime is the time when this ketz kol bosor, this mekatreg, this tuma, this satan, has shlita, has authority and power. Kemoshe Kosov, as the Pasuk says, Kates sum lachoshech, that the Kates is appointed over choshech, over nighttime in a sense. Uchsiv lachoshech kora laila. Choshech is associated with laila. So the Kates is sum balaila. The Kates is established balaila. When a person goes and studies Torah balaila, balaila can mean either literally when it's nighttime, or balaila means when there's minios. The word choshech is also v'loy chasachto esbincho es yichidcho. Choshech means to hold back. When a person's being held back, prevented from studying Torah, and they force the issue, they study Torah anyway, they have 4 billion excuses not to come to a shir, and they come anyway, that kind of thing. V'chazal omru, and the Gemara says, haloimei Torah balaila, that when a person studies Torah by night, they're given an extra bracha that Hashem extends to them, a thread of kindness by day. Chesed hu bechinas boiker d'Avram. Chesed represents the morning of Avram Avinu. It represents the daylight, the symbol of Avram Avinu, Shachris. K'may shekosuv b'zoyar, as the Zohar HaKodesh says, ha-boiker oyer v'ho-anoshim shulchu. There's a pasuk that says by the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik that when the sun came up, when the morning began, they left. They set off on their way back home to Yaakov Avinu. So the Zohar HaKodesh says, Haboiker oyer do boiker di Avraham. Boiker is the symbol of Avram Avinu. When the sun comes up, kindness. Most people, when they're sick, usually in the afternoon and evening, the sickness becomes worse. And usually in the morning, when the sun comes up, idli yoimo idli ktsiri, the Gemara says. When the sun comes up, a person starts feeling better generally in their illness itself. Why? Because that sunrise, the sun coming up, represents chesed, the symbol of Avram Avinu, kindness. Haboiker oyer do boiker de Avraham, v'ha noshim shulchu, inun morei de dinin. And it says that the sun came up and the people left. Who left? The klipos, the tuma, those forces of evil that are running around at nighttime, that's their time of strength. When morning comes, they leave, they exit. Hema v'chamoirehem. It says they left with their donkeys. Inun v'chol star mesoava. They and all the different forms of tuma. Chamoir, a donkey is a tamei animal, it's a behema tmea. So hema v'chamoirehem represents the klipos and all their affiliates. Excuse me? The word, exactly, Gashmias. Gashmias, relative to Ruchnias, is called Chumrias, a much lower level. Ukamay Shekosov, and as the Pasuk says, Shechvi ad haboiker. This Pasuk is talking about Rus. Boaz said to Rus, Shechvi ad haboiker, wait till morning, stay here, sleep here till morning. So, and who is Rus? Rus is the symbol of Dibur. The Gemara says, why was she called Rus? Sherivo laKadosh Baruch Hu b'shirois v'sishpachos. She spoke to Hashem song and praises. So Rus represents the Dibur, and it says, Shichvi ad boiker, that the Dibur should wait till morning. Azai noiflim kol ha-mekadrigim ha-shaltem al ha-dibur. Because morning is the time when all of these mekadrigim, who normally are shaylet on the malchus, on the dibur, during the night time, in morning they become pulverized. They can't be effective. Ve'oz ha-dibur yoytze b'shir v'shevach v'halel ha-kodesh baruch hu. And then in the morning, the dibur comes forth in song and praise to Hashem. That's the tefilos that we say, the tefila shachris, the Psukei de Zimra, which represents Shirois v'tishbochos to Hashem. K'may shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Elokim al domi loch. Hashem, let me not be silent to you. In other words, to give forth these shvochim. U'k'may shekosuv, Elokim is the Dibur, Elokim is Malchus, Dibur, al domi loch, not to be silent. U'k'may shekosuv, leman yizamercha chovoid v'lo yidoim. I will sing the praises of Hashem and not be silent. When? Again, in the morning, that's when we sing these tishbuchos. Ve'oz beron yachad koyach ve'boiker. The Pasuk says that the stars of the morning sing together. Again, boiker being this time of chesed, when the klip, the forces of Tumah have been sent away already, then beron yachad, then there's this beautiful song that's put together. Ve'zehu oim dois hoyu ragleinu b'shorayach Yerushalayim. Rabbi Nezal explains, Ki hadibur nikro regel. Dibur is called the regel, the feet. Kamay shekosuv, tzedek yikro'eyu l'ragloi. There's one pasuk that says that tzedek is related to the feet. And there's another pasuk that says, tzedek tedaberun. You will speak justice. So we see that dibur and regel go together. The concept of speaking lashon hara is called hoylech rochil. To go speaking bad, halicha with the raglayim. So Rabbi Nezal says, oim dois hoyu ragleinu, if a person wants to be ma'amid, the dibur, if a person wants to be mesakein, and lift up the dibur to give it an amida, b'shorayich Yerushalayim, al yedei ha-toira, kepirish Rashi. Rashi says, b'shorayich Yerushalayim refers to the she'orim ha-metzionim ba'alocha, through the study of Torah. V'hu midivrei Razal, as the Gemara says in Makkos. Rashi is quoting the Gemara in Makkos, which says that Bisharayach Yerushalayim over there refers to the study of Torah. That through the study of Torah, bedafka at night time, or in the symbol of night, banias v'dachkus, that's what gives an amida to the dibur. Obviously here Rabbi Nezal is talking about the concept of those tzaddikim that get up, number one, bechlal, learning Torah by night, but especially those tzaddikim will get up in the middle of the night, at Chatzos, and learn Torah for a certain period of time, and that's the Hagdoma, that's their introduction to the Tefillah Shachris, in which they say the Shirois V'Tishbochos. That's when the Chesed comes out, etc. Yeah. Let's go back for a minute to do that small paragraph on the side, on the previous page, on bottom, in the small letters, where it said that the Tikkun HaDibur is through the Torah which a person studies Batsar, which Banius Abadachkus, which means Lila. Kemuva b'Priyetz Chaim Shara Tfilin Perek Zayin, as is brought in the Arizal Sefer Priyetz Chaim, in the section that deals with Tfilin, the seventh paragraph, chapter, Al HaPosuk Simeni Kachoysom Alibech. There's a Posuk in Shir HaShirim where the Shechina says, place me as a seal upon your heart. The Arizal says, Shal yedei limud haTorah balayla, that those Jews that are zoche to get up in the middle of the night and to study Torah by night, azai ke'or haboiker, then what happens is, as soon as it starts becoming morning, oile roish hamalchus, the roish of the malchus rises up. The Arizal says that each one of the spheroids is made up of all 10 spheroids. So that when we talk about the Malchus, there's the Chesed of the Malchus, there's the Netzach of the Malchus. Malchus is a Koyma Shlema of 10 floors. So the Arizal says, the Roish HaMalchus, which means the Keser of the Malchus, in the morning, goes up, Shehu Bechinas Hadibur, we said Malchus is synonymous with Dibur. When Rabbein Zal said that to make a tikkun for the Roish Hadibur, which was the emes of the Dibur, the Arizal calls that the Roish HaMalchus, the Keser of the Malchus, the Yosheves Bizroya de Zeranpin. And it rests in the hand of Zeranpin. Kaviyochel. The terminology we're going to use now is not literal chas v'sholem. We're not talking about anything physical now. But the terminology that's used by the Arizal is, we talk about a concept of zohar and ekevel, kaviyochel, by Hashem. A concept of zeranpin. Zeranpin represents kaviyochel, the male section, and nukva de zeranpin, or malchus, those two terms are used interchangeably here. That represents the nekevah. The Nekeva is generally lower than the Zohar. So when we talk about the Keser of the Malchus, the Keser of the Malchus, which means the Keser of Nukva de Zeranpin, the Keser of the female, that's much lower than the Zroya of the male. And what happens is, the Arizal says that through the study of Torah by night, what happens is that the Keser of Malchus is able to have an Aliyah and go way, way up to the Zroya of Zeranpin. Umekabeles horishimu shebechose, and umekabeles horishimu shebechose de zeranpin, and this keser of malchus, this upper portion of the nukva, receives a charge of light from this chose of zeranpin, from the midsection, not the midsection, the chest area corresponding to the upper arm of zeranpin. The Zohar gives a charge to this Keser of the Nekeva, to this Keser of the Malchus. And then the Arizal says that when Zeranpin sees that the Nukva has received this boost of light, Kaviyochel, Zeranpin becomes jealous and in a sense charges itself. It also picks itself up higher. Uzeranpin mekabel horeshimu sheloi. And Zeranpin, then, after it gives a charge to the Keser of Malchus, then it itself charges itself, it picks itself up in a sense. Valyadei hatfila. And then, when the person goes ahead and davens shachris in the morning, through the person's tefillah, nichnosin moichin chadoshim, the person receives new sechel, a new charge of sechel. And the shine of the new seichel that the person receives comes forth in the form of the tefillin that the person wears. This is part of the explanation that the Arizal gives in what we're doing when we put on tefillin. That the tefillin shel yad, which represents the concept of the nukva, relative to the shel roish, which represents the zohar, the act of putting on the tefillin shel yad, if a person did what they were supposed to do at night, which means they learned Torah, and they made those, they prepared the Malchus, they prepared the Shechina, the Malchus, for an Aliyah. How does that Aliyah take place? It's not that the whole Malchus moves up, it's the Keser of Malchus that moves up to the Zroya of Zeranpin, which corresponds to what Rabbein Zal said, that when a person wants to make a tikkun for Dibur, they don't necessarily have to be misaking the whole Dibur in one shot. It's the Roish Devorcha that they have to make a tikkun for, which means there has to be a special tikkun in Emes. There has to be, which Rabbein Zal is going to explain soon exactly what that's referring to. But when a person makes that tikkun of the Emes portion of the Dibur, that's when they make the tikkun for the Malchus. And the Arizal said that that's the symbolism in the putting on the tefillin shel yad, that represents the aliyah for the keser of the malchus, of the nukva de zeranpin, going up, it rising up to the level of the chose, the zroy of zeranpin, and then zeranpin itself gets charged in the format of tefillin. We're going to see much more about this coming up in the next section of this Torah. No, as far as I know here, the chose is parallel to the zroya. The Arizal is talking about where you wear the tefillin on the arm, past the elbow, in the lower part of the section of the arm that goes from the shoulder to the elbow, corresponding to the chose, to the lave. The Arizal over there says that this is talking about the tefillin shel yad, receiving this reshimu of emes shebechose. Because you're going to see in the next paragraph, Rabbein Zal is going to quote the pasuk V'doiver Emes Bilvavoi, that the center for Emes is in the heart, corresponding to that whole Chose area. This is the beginning. In the next section, you know, we'll get some more clarification and continuation of this. Baruch Hashem.